Everybody on the left said, oh, he did a great job. It was so different. It was so different. It was unlike Trump. And they were all trying to make a point of Trump's gone, so we can trash him. Trump may come back. You know, all you folks there on the left, I'd be careful the way you talk about our ex-president, because he might just come back. Don't know. If he doesn't, Ron DeSantis will be there waiting in the wings to do it. We'll get his reaction to the G7 performance of President Biden. We'll do that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. President Biden says NATO allies support his Wednesday summit with Russia's Vladimir Putin.
At the conclusion of the NATO summit, the president said that world leaders
thanked me for meeting with Putin now.
He said he's not looking for conflict with Putin.
There are areas where we can't cooperate if he chooses.
But he also said the U.S. will respond if Russia continues its harmful activities. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Police in Nicaragua arresting another opposition politician, bringing to 6 the number detained in the last few days. Those rounded up have been challenging President Daniel Ortega's campaign. Doctors in the western U.S. warning people who work outdoors be very careful in the coming days. Temps could reach 120 in Las Vegas and Phoenix. And that's not all. Montana and Wyoming tomorrow could have highs 109 to 110. Also at townhall.com, Supreme Court likely to rule soon on a number of high-profile cases.
The court is expected to end its current term before July by issuing a whirlwind of decisions. 5 key ones to watch could mean big changes for the country. One involves foster parents and religion. Another, whether NCAA colleges may deny athletes compensation. One case will test limits on federal control of elections, even as several Republican-controlled states pass new voter integrity laws. The court is also set to rule on a case involving free speech rights for high school students and a challenge to Obamacare. Bob Agner reporting.
Authorities say that blaze at a northern Illinois chemical plant could burn for several more days. ChemTool Incorporated manufactures grease products. More than 1,000 residents have been evacuated. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the 4 best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison & Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison & Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison & Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
It's 5:04. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, after months of selling at record speeds, the Las Vegas housing market may be showing signs of slowing down. Resale numbers have dropped over the past couple of months, with available inventory increasing over the past three, while home prices keep hitting all-time highs. Home builders have also experienced drops in sales and customer traffic during what is normally a busy spring buying season. Well, with Resorts World about to open, the major road project bordering the Las Vegas Strip's newest resort is looking to mitigate the traffic impact. As it stands now, traffic on the boulevard from Sahara to Spring Mountain is limited to one or two lanes in each direction. Construction officials have announced that from June 24th, the resort's opening date, through the 5th of July, the southbound lanes of Las Vegas Boulevard will have no lane closures in front of Resorts World. So, some very, very good news there. Well, Game 1 of the Stanley Cup semifinals begins tonight at T-Mobile Arena as the Vegas Golden Knights host the Montreal Canadiens. Face-off time is 6 p.m. Game 2 is going to be at T-Mobile on Wednesday. You can watch on NBCSN. That's Cox 38, Dish 159, or DirecTV 220.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Got a crash on the right shoulder right now. That's Interstate 15 northbound at Hacienda. Several vehicles there. Got a car fire incident. US 95 north at Ann Road. That's consuming the left lane. And do look for some slow flows westbound Summerlin at Buffalo and westbound 215 at the airport connector.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out!
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. This is a big, big night for our community. It is game one of the NHL semifinals, and Tommy White joining us, business manager, Labor's Union Local 872. With all this record heat around us, your guys and gals are continuing to work, a lot of them outdoors. Tommy, how you doing? You staying cool?
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, very important for all the workers out there to stay hydrated and keep their sunblock on and keep their long sleeve shirts on and be protected from the sun. So it's going to be like that for a couple of days.
Yeah, it sure is. Do you have anything special that you implement during these really hot days, or is the rules of the road essentially the same?
No, once you're working in construction, you become accustomed to the heat. And where I see that is where it starts to affect people is construction workers are a lot of the construction workers that work inside through the course of the year and then all of a sudden go out into the extreme heat. But, you know, as laborers, we don't have that problem. We don't have, I don't hear too many reports of anybody, any of our members, falling down on the job because of the heat. I give them a lot of credit.
And something I had never considered until a couple of weeks ago when it started getting hot, and that is your guys and gals work indoors, but working indoors doesn't mean it's necessarily cool because there's no air conditioning. How do you deal with the heat there?
Well, the majority of the jobs that we have going on right now are all outdoors. But, lots of times when doing the resorts, you don't have your AC. The ACs are not in that building until they get that building opened up and ready to go. So you just kind of deal with it the same way you deal with it outside. You keep yourself hydrated and just kind of go at your own pace and try to keep moving. Like I said, Kevin, I give a lot of credit to all those construction workers out there, both union and non-union, that are out there working in this heat.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? Again, Tommy White joining us, business manager, Laborers Union, Local 872. Tonight we've got game one with Montreal. Do you like this idea of playing somebody from essentially another conference and somebody we haven't seen all year long?
Well, that's how we're set up. So I think we're going to have Canadians always had a good team. I think we're going to have a tough game tonight. And hopefully with the Golden Knights. The Golden Knights for our community, for Las Vegas, for the state, have became like the comeback kids, right? We'd be down two, and next thing you know, we're up three, and then we take it and win it. So far, they took us right to the end. The last two playoffs that we had, and I really believe they're going to wind up doing it with this one too. So these are going to be a couple of nail biting games over the next few days.
I want to ask you about the President of the United States, Joe Biden. He is in Brussels. He will be headed to Geneva, as the French speakers in that country say, Geneva, for the big deal with Vladimir Putin on Wednesday. First of all, there's the question of should the president have done this, or does it reward Vladimir Putin for bad behavior?
My initial response to that, Kevin, is the president of the United States should have stayed in the United States and taking care of the southern borders. That's my initial response to that. He's got a big job himself running this country. And which I haven't really seen much of him doing, nor have I seen of the vice president. Seems to be they do a lot of TV time. But they need to fix the problems that we have in the United States before they decide that they're going to go out and start handing out money to other countries.
And they're in the process of handing out a lot of money, a lot of vaccine. Big question, though, for Joe Biden is, and for Kamala Harris, is this benefiting them, or is it exposing them for you know, I mean, gaffes. I mean, both of them have had gaffes now in the last week. Do you get a sense that maybe they're hurting their cause more than they're helping it?
Oh, definitely. A lot has came out in the past week. A lot came out about the virus. A lot came out about, you know, the way the president's been handling it. A lot came out about his son. And I think it's just going to get worse and worse over time. When you had a president get elected of the United States of America, used to have some type of foresight on where your country's heading, right? We don't. We actually don't, because I don't believe he gives a lot of good talks. I think he does a lot of jibber jabbing, and no matter what, we still live in the United States of America, and this country comes first. And I don't believe we're taking care of our country first.
Let me just ask you, our southern border, and in fact, it was weird. I was going back and forth from Fox to CNN over the weekend, and on CNN, I'd have, you know, clips of the president in England at the G7, and they were like, oh, isn't this wonderful? And then I'd switch to Fox, and they'd have a camera, a drone over Del Rio, Texas, and you'd see migrants coming across that border and nobody stopping them at all.
Yeah, well, you could thank him for that. I mean, you know, Kevin, the 90% of us in this country have our ancestors have came from somewhere, and there was a process of how we got to the United States of America. That we need to go back to the process. It from what I've seen in the past, it takes us longer to clean up, just opening up our borders, than it does to go through the process. And I've had a lot of members here at Local 872 over the years talk about it was easier for them to go through the process than it was for some of their family members to get into the country illegally and then try to go through the process. So, you know, my hat's off to those that came through the legal process. And but we have to fix what the problem is. You know, especially when we talk about unions were built on immigrants, and that's how unions evolved, because the workers wanted protection from employers, and it goes on and on and on. But we had a process. We don't have no process anymore, and somebody needs to stand up. And I thought that we were on the right track with President Trump, and last week I had somebody come to me and go, well, you know, you was a big Trump supporter. And you know, the answer to that is, it's not that I was a big Trump supporter, because I didn't like a lot of the stuff that he done. I think he should have stayed off of social media. And I believe if he would have stayed off of social media, he probably still would have been the president. But he took the challenge on, and things started becoming right again. Things were getting done the right way again. And here we are, we took 100 steps backwards, and nobody's doing anything about it.
Let me ask you, though. I've talked with senators, with congressmen, with activists on both sides of this whole immigration issue, and the one thing they say is our policy of immigration is flawed, and that we need to fix legal immigration before we can fix illegal immigration. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Well, I mean, from what I've seen on legal immigration, is the amount of time that it takes, and you have people that they file for their visas and they come into this country, and then once they come here, they just totally drop their visa and disappear and go, go ahead and do something else, and then you have the people that do it right way. File for their visa, go down and meet with immigration when their visa is up, reinstate their visa. So we have to fix the process of legal immigration, but we can't let illegal immigration take us over. And that's what's happening.
Yeah, that is what's the dumb thing is, and you correct me if I'm wrong. Trump did fix it. I mean, the folks crossing our borders shriveled up. He did the job, and then Biden undid it.
I totally agree with you. He was in the process of getting it where we needed to be. And, you know, people get offended about building a wall and blah, blah. This was to protect the country that you're coming to. Okay? And once, I can tell you right now, the majority of the people that I speak to these days are like, I wish we could have got, and these are immigrants that I speak to, I wish we could have got the wall done. See, what happens in the United States, when the doors get open, we start jobs. People take jobs for less money. We've had a lot of people working over the past 4 years. Now, are my members continue to work. But when you talk about different industries and you talk about farming and you talk about the meatpacking plants and you talk about all those other areas that are out there that traditionally hire illegal immigrants, all that does is lower the wage in those plants until they get caught. Right?
Well, let me ask
Kevin, we could go on about this for a long time.
Yeah.
I think my local 872, going back 15 years, we did a really good job at helping our members get legal and get the right paperwork and then we didn't have this problem. I didn't have people coming here with bad papers. I didn't have a member that wanted to retire and he couldn't retire because his Social Security number belonged to somebody else. We did away with all that. Okay, and it'd be a shame to see that start happening all over again.
Isn't that the truth? Isn't that the truth? Tommy, it's always good having you, man. Thank you so much. We will talk again soon. I promise you. You and your members stay cool. Okay.
All right, buddy. I appreciate it.
Thank you, man. There you go, Tommy White, business manager, Labor's Union Local 872. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Discussing the biggest issues.
It's just fundamentally offensive and frightening. It's just frightening. You say, like, who are we? How did we get to this place?
AM 670 KMZQ.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. The past year has been tough for a lot of folks who found themselves facing an unplanned retirement. Can we prepare for that? With some insight as America's Wealth Coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, can the unknown be a part of our retirement plan?
Steve, the unknown's always going to be here. Who would have known about COVID before COVID came?
Exactly.
And what it did to not only people's health, but also our government programs, everything has changed just because of disease. And that's a bad one. But what can happen next? We always say, you know, we get all complained about what happened yesterday. What's going to happen tomorrow? We don't know. And no one ever knows what's going to happen tomorrow. So our team here will help you create a financial and wealth management plan with specific goals and strategies that you choose so you can worry more about life and less about your money. Very, very important, because there's like five main enemies here we have to look forward to when we approach retirement. We need income. That's an income enemy, Steve. If we don't have an income plan, we're not going to have a comfortable retirement. We need our investments in the right place as we get closer or into retirement. We need an estate plan. We need to make sure a estate plan is how you're going to pass your money on when you're not here anymore. We need a tax plan. We have a tax navigation strategy we work, which helps you navigate the tax system as you get older and into retirement. Folks, doing this can get more money in your pocket if you do it the right way by taking advantage of all the tax advantages that you have out there. And we have health care. We need to worry about health care. We need to make sure we have a long-term care plan as well. So strategies for financial independence, if you're interested in that, the next 20 people who call right now will sit down for you and give you your very own strategic independence plan.
That sounds fantastic, Coach. Call right now, 888-702-6932, or text VEGAS to 888-702-6932. That's right. Call or text the word VEGAS to 888-702-6932. Do it today. Text VEGAS to 21,000.
Investment advisory services provided by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered investment advisor.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycry and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycry has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycry.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Yeah, it's hard to believe that in just, about 35 minutes, maybe an hour, maybe 40 minutes from right now, something really big is going to be happening, because it'll be the semifinals of the NHL Stanley Cup Finals, the semifinals, I should say, and it's going to be fantastic.
Bounces around toward the high slot, Pacioretty, and now Tuck shoots wide, rebound, score! Petrangelo! Alex Petrangelo puts Vegas in the lead.
Alex, a former member of my St. Louis Blues. I'm a big Blues fan, in case you didn't know. Tell you what, let's do it. Let's go to your phone calls. Lottie holding very patiently, and I thank you for that. You want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, you can. At 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's go to Brady. Brady, you're up, and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Yeah, right on, Kevin. I think Putin's going to be meeting with Jughead Joe Biden, tomorrow, I think.
Wednesday.
But I think Putin's going to be, he's going to be very happy to meet with Biden, and he's probably going to thank him for letting him finish his oil pipeline, the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. You got a mile left of it to complete that, allows the oil pipeline between Germany and Russia. But also, that most people don't know, today, Jughead Joe lifted all sanctions on Russia, on Iran. That's going to allow 2 million more barrels of crude oil onto the market. And now after we've closed our Keystone oil pipeline, guess where we're going to be buying our oil from? Iran and Russia. Isn't that great?
Now, I'll tell you what this president has done to the oil industry is absolutely criminal. And I'll just tell you, Brady, you've obviously seen a lot of this in your history. But the fact of a president being able to decimate an entire industry when he comes into office on day one, it is borderline criminal. I mean, it really honestly is. Brady, thanks, man. I appreciate the call. You want to join us, want to be a part of the show, you can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. I want you to hear, just real quickly, Nancy Pelosi. and her reaction to the report that the DOJ sought phone records of members of Congress. This is cut number two. This is Nancy Pelosi yesterday with Dana Bash on CNN.
I want to start where I just left off and the news about the Justice Department during the Trump administration. Subpoenaed Apple for data from Democratic members of the